Well, to be honest with you folks, when I came to this passage, we're going to look at verses 13 through 17 today in chapter 2, I really wanted to skip over this passage. I don't normally do that, but I did. Why? Why, George, did you want to skip over that? We need to hear God's word. Well, I'll be honest with you, we live in a very awkward time in our country right now. You know, it used to be politics was something that people would just kind of talk about in general, and we were pretty civil with each other. We live in an age now where there is no civility in politics. And you know that from just getting in a family gathering. Before, Uncle Bill, Uncle Jojo, whatever his name is, and, you know, he might have a different point of view, but you tolerated it. Oh, that's him, you know, whatever. He believes that. Wonderful, great. And he tolerated you. But now when you get together in a family function or something, it's like all-out war. Why could you believe that? I mean, I have relatives who live overseas, and they call me up and say, "You didn't vote for him, did you?" Was this ever an issue before? I don't tell people how I vote. Sure, I'm not going to tell my relatives overseas. I don't think I even voted the last time. The reality is, we live in a weird time, and especially for Christians. Because you have so-called Christian leaders telling you should do this, so-called Christian leaders telling you to do this, and you're like, what do I do? How do I respond? How do I act in this time? How do we act? Well, the Bible has a lot to say. And actually, we're going to look at a passage today that says a lot. And to be honest with you, as I was reading it, even though I didn't want to share it with you today, I realized the way we're acting today, we're ignoring what God says in His Word. And that He had an awful lot to say about how we're to function in society. And we need to remember that the society that He's writing about functioning in was more oppressive than anything that we could ever think of in our country, where people worshiped Caesar as God and was very anti-Christian. And when you understand that, you realize what he's saying, how you and I should live in light of that. Why do we need to live that way? Because, again, we're sojourners. We're only here temporarily. And the way that we live our lives reflects on something. In fact, what we're going to look at today is actually a series of things that he says about how we're to function. What do you mean a series of things? Well, he talks about, first of all, it goes back to, if you look with me at 1 Peter chapter 12, he says, having your conduct honorable among Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. What's he talking about? Well, we have this testimony that we're to have before unbelievers so that when, ultimately, when Jesus